Surveillance creep, license plates, stalking officers, and your television's secret life. Two separate threads in the Flock safety story this week together illustrate how surveillance infrastructure has grown faster than the governance around it. A company insider alleges that Flock Safety misrepresented its data sharing arrangements with ICE, specifically that license plate reader data was being shared with Immigration and Customs Enforcement in ways that contradicted public statements made to the municipalities that contracted the service. The company's pitch to local governments explicitly emphasizes local control and limited data sharing. The second thread is more systemic. At least 50 law enforcement officers across multiple jurisdictions have been accused of using Flock cameras to surveil their ex-partners. 50 officers is not a rogue actor problem. It is a design failure. These individuals had legitimate professional credentials to access the system and used that access for personal stalking, raising direct questions about whether any law enforcement surveillance system lacking robust audit trails and access controls is inherently vulnerable to this kind of abuse. Samsung's decision to ban smart TV apps that secretly share users' internet connections addressed a different form of ambient data harvesting. The specific practice being prohibited, apps that route other users' traffic through the television's network connection, turning the device into a residential proxy, is an unauthorized exploitation of consumer hardware. Samsung's action earned credit, but the fact that such apps passed the company's review process is the structural problem the ban does not resolve. Apple's iCloud vulnerability rounded out a week of corporate data governance failures. The finding that Apple's policy left secret files accessible to former employees may sound mundane until the user base is considered. Apple hardware is used by military personnel, intelligence officers, and government officials worldwide. The question of which files ex-employees could access, and whether any were, is not hypothetical.